This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Advertising on the web and on mobile devices is a $60 billion a year industry. A $60 billion a year industry that most people find completely annoying. That helps explain why ad blocking technology, which just like it sounds, lets you not see banners on web pages or pop-ups when you're on your phone, why it has suddenly gone mainstream. And in that cause and effect way that capitalism has, the ad industry is now a little bit worried about its future. Our senior tech correspondent Molly Wood explains how that industry is responding and how one startup is trying to build a whole new type of ad.
We've all had this happen before. You're standing in line for coffee, just trying to catch up on a little celebrity gossip on your phone. And then here come the pop-ups. You try to X out, but that launches a new page. And then all of a sudden you're in the app store. By the time you get to the story you're trying to read, you're out of time. And no, you have no idea what any of those ads were for.
We've been ad blocking with our eyeballs for a long time now, and we never really pay attention to these things.
That's Brian Wong. He's the CEO of a San Francisco company called Keep that's trying to reinvent digital advertising. He says the thinking used to be that the more times you advertise a product, the more likely people are to buy it.
This applied really well in old media. Those laws of physics are different on mobile. In fact, you see a brand many times and you get more annoyed.
Keep gets around that by offering rewards to people inside of the apps they're using, like a running app, for example. When you finish a workout and log your miles, you might see a pop-up ad for a free Gatorade.
Or a free song download, for example, or a trial to music subscription, or something that, again, is aligned to fitness and that moment that you just engaged in.
They're ads, but they come with a payoff. Wong says all this irritation with mobile advertising is good for business.
I'm stoked that this is happening.
But the rest of the industry is much less stoked. For them, the realities are just starting to sink in.
I think it's safe to say that we're experiencing some turbulence and disruption.
Scott Cunningham is a senior vice president at the Interactive Advertising Bureau, which sets technical standards for the industry. In a recent blog post outlining a new set of best practices for digital ads, the IAB admitted, quote, "We messed up." And it said the industry let ads get too annoying. So the new guidelines call for ads that don't show up too often, take over entire pages, track you all over the web, or suck up your mobile bandwidth.
The industry over the last 6 years has experienced the industrial age of automation. And as smart and as sophisticated as that automation is, we need to be just as smart, if not better, at knowing where we need to put the limits in place.
But some companies aren't waiting for new guidelines. They're cracking down already. Google, Facebook, and Twitter all have policies that don't charge advertisers for ads that load on a page but don't get seen. Shannon Reed is a digital media buyer at the agency MEC. She says that new requirement, called viewability, will have a big impact.
We're going to see fewer ads out of the publishers because they're going to figure out the ones that actually work on a viewability, and then they're just going to get rid of the rest of them because nobody's paying for them.
Reed says the ads that remain will be less intrusive. Think native advertising, which is customized content that looks like a news article or an entertainment video, or ads that are
so close to understanding what it is that this customer is truly interested in and truly wants that that message resonates and makes them happy.
Happy about advertising. Well, we'll be waiting.
Molly, small Americano.
Yes, three of you are like.
In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood for Marketplace.